Good afternoon, I'm John Wolfe. The New South Wales Government has announced a first $35 million funding allocation from the $350 million Regional Development Trust, which will support a package of initiatives to boost the long-term resilience of regional New South Wales, with a focus on job creation and primary industry expansion, but Tamworth hasn't been the direct recipient of any of the funding. Funding for these projects has been guided by the Regional Development Advisory Council and informed by a number of roundtables with rural communities hosted by the Minister for Regional New South Wales, Tara Moriarty, across the state. This process has ensured the transparency and integrity of the investments, with $15 million to improve rural and remote airstrips, $10 million for the Western New South Wales Workforce Activation Package to establish, expand or upgrade Western New South Wales childcare, $5 million to empower Aboriginal businesses, and $5 million to encourage economic growth and employment in regional New South Wales. Following its ordinary council meeting this week, the Gunnedah Shire Council draft 2024-25 operational plan and fees and charges are now on public exhibition. The operational plan details the works and services council intends to undertake during the next financial year through responsible fiscal management of council's $56 million total operating expenditure and a capital works program of $25 million. Gunnedah Mayor Jamie Chaffey said while the Shire is in the enviable position of population growth, the council is facing the same challenges local government is struggling with statewide and nationwide, and the continued financial impacts of cost shifting from the state and federal levels of government and increasing inflationary pressures are putting a burden on local government that is becoming unsustainable. But we still need to meet the needs of a growing community and provide a multitude of services. The Gunnedah Shire Council Draft Operational Plan 2024-25 and draft fees and charges are on public exhibition until Thursday, June 13 on the Council's website or at the Council's offices in Elgin Street. iPhone users around the world reported a problem with the messaging capacity of their phones earlier this morning, with the main complaint being the extra long time to send or receive the messages. There are 8 million iPhone users in Australia, and one reported that the iMessage service Apple uses to send messages to one another appears to be down for some users, and messages are failing to go out or are taking an extra long time to send. There were numerous reports about the issue on social networks and a spike of outage reports on Down Detector. An Apple system status page reported the problem as resolved later in the morning. And in sport, a full round of Whitehaven Coal Group 4 Rugby League will be played this weekend, with the Werris Creek Magpies taking on the Boggabri Roos, and the Katingal Moonbee Roosters will battle it out with the Moree Boars tomorrow. Sunday will see North Tamworth Bears up against the Narrabri Blues, and the Wee War Panthers match it up with the Dungowan Cowboys. The Gunnedah Bulldogs have the bye. I'm John Wolfe, and that's the regional news.